Bolinda presents this unabridged recording of Two Terrible Vikings. Two Terrible Vikings, Book One, written by Francesca Simon and read by Adrian Edmondson. Terrible screams came from the longhouse at the far end of the village. Hack stopped swinging her sword. Whack stopped swinging his axe. Bitey Bitey, their wolf cub, stopped chewing Dad's new leather boot.
Ah!
That sounds like Dirty Ulf, said Whack.
Ah! Ah! Help! Help! Save me!
That is Dirty Ulf, said Hack. She waved her sword. We have to rescue her! Whack waved his axe. It must be an ogre, he yelled, running.
Or a troll,
shouted Hack.
We're Hack and Whack, on the attack,
they bellowed, as they raced across the turf towards the screams, leaping over chickens and crashing into goats. Bitey Bitey ran after them, howling and yowling. The blood-curdling shrieks seemed to be coming from a tub on the porch outside Dirty Ulf's longhouse. There was something gurgling and spluttering and squealing and splashing inside the black water. Dirty Ulf's mother stood there, clutching a bar of soap.
Dirty Ulf is having a bath,
she said.
I don't need a bath,
gasped Dirty Ulf, poking her head above the tub.
I had one last year.
Dirty Ulf's mum shoved her under the steaming water again.
Why is she having a bath?
Said Wag. Poor Dirty Ulf. No one hated water as much as she did.
Because she's going to Elsa Goldhair's birthday party, said her mum. And you know how fussy those parents are.
Ah!
Oh, said Hack. Oh, said Whack. This was the first they had heard about a party.
Now go away, said Dirty Ulf's mother. Nothing to see here. Stop screaming,
Dirty Ulf. She screamed, attacking Ulf's ears with a spoon.
No!
Howled Dirty Ulf. Hack and Whack headed home.
What's a birthday party?
Said Hack.
I don't know, said Whack. Birthday. Birthday. The day you're born? Why would you have a party for that?
Whack shrugged. Elsa is weird. Elsa liked sharing. Elsa liked playing quietly. Elsa liked telling everyone how naughty they were. Elsa thought she was a grown-up.
Well, I don't want to go, said Hack.
Me neither, said Whack.
It would probably be really boring.
Really, really boring, said Hack.
Lucky we weren't invited.
Yeah, said Whack. Lucky. Hack and Whack were just about to enter their longhouse when they heard loud voices coming from within. Hack put a finger to her lips.
Mum and Dad are talking about us,
she hissed. Hack and Whack crept close to the wattled wall next to the woodpile and cupped their ears.
Hack and Whack are the worst Vikings in the village, said Mum.
The very worst, said Dad.
Hack and Whack beamed.
But at least they're not like Elsa Goldhair.
Thank Thor, said Dad. I would die of shame to have such a goody-goody butterface hoity-toity salmon flapper as my daughter.
Gods forbid, said Mum. Did you hear they caught her sharing last week,
said Dad.
Sharing? No, her poor parents. Yes, sharing. Braggy Breadnose saw her. That girl will come to a bad end, said Dad. Glad she's not our daughter, said Mum. I blame the parents.
Not like us. Firm but fair, said Dad.
Elsa's a terrible example. Thank Thor, Hack and Whack weren't invited to her birthday party, said Mum. I wouldn't let them go even if they had been invited. Elsa Goldhair might influence them. And the next thing we'd know, they'd stop fighting and quarrelling and playing with their swords.